This is Don Allen with R&R News. Good evening, Britain. The big grocery chain Sainsbury's says they'll have to be official rationing of sugar if the government doesn't act quickly about the amount of sugar available. Sainsbury's are already imposing their own rationing system of one two-pound bag per customer. Their present stocks, they say, are now down to nothing. The United States, Pan Am, America's largest overseas airline, are in financial trouble. They have asked for an emergency government subsidy of $10 million a month to help them stay in business. Northern Ireland, a special branch police chief, was shot dead today in a pub at Oma, trapped by terrorists while having a lunchtime drink. The provisional IRA have claimed responsibility. Cyprus, there are continued reports of trouble between Turkish troops and the United Nations forces. Swedish soldiers of the UN in the Famagusta area have been stopped from giving aid to refugees, and Canadian troops around Nicosia also are complaining of harassment. And finally, Argentina. President Marie Perón has issued orders to nationalize the sale and distribution of petrol throughout the country. And that's news to 10 o'clock on R&I. R&I weather! Well, on the R&I weather front, tonight will be dry and clear in all areas of Europe. The minimum expected temperature tonight will be 10 degrees centigrade. And for tomorrow, we can expect another dry and sunny day with temperatures reaching a high of 22 degrees centigrade in places. Winds will be light northwesterly in direction. And that's R&I News and Weather Together. Next news on the station at 11 p.m. this evening.
Did you say something?
Yes, I said Brian McKenzie does a rock and roll special every Friday night from 10 to 12 on R&I.
Look, you can't speak over the air like that. If you want to make a promo for a guy, you got to step up to the microphone. We got to have music. Could you say that again? I just didn't hear what you said.
I said Brian McKenzie does a rock and roll special every Friday night from 10 to 12 on R&I.
Look, I appreciate your effort, but don't you think we better have a bit of music? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Just let me hear some of the rock and roll music.
Hey, hey, that's much better. Rock and roll lovers, here's the good news for you. Every Friday evening between 10 and 12 midnight, it's the Brian McKenzie Rock and Roll Special here on R&I. And rock and roll lovers, please note, for requests and dedications on the rock and roll special, why don't you drop Brian a line? It's R&I, the rock and roll special, Radio North Sea International, Post Office Box 117, Hildersum in Holland. And don't forget, every Friday evening, 10 to 12 midnight, Brian McKenzie and his fabulous rock and roll special. See, that's much better, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, but I still say Brian McKenzie does a good rock and roll special!
That's crazy, man!
Hello, hi, good evening to you. Thank you to Daffy Don for the Thomas 20 show. From Brian McKenzie, hello. And, of course, welcome in to the very, very last rock and roll special from myself, and, of course, coming from Radio North Sea International as well. So between now and 12, we've got a few dedications going out on quite a lot of my favorite rock and roll numbers. So I hope you can stay with me all the way through, if it's possible, because I'd love to have your company, okay? Also, around about quarter to 11... we're going to have some information from Roy Brooker concerning current releases in the rock and roll field in the United Kingdom. That's enough chat for me. Let's get into some music. Kicking off with this one from Johnny Preston.
On the bank of the river stood running man, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid, little white dove. Was of her name, such a lovely sight to see. But they're tried, but with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the way. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. The Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear, dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Definitely the touch of the Red Indians there with, of course, Johnny Preston. You're listening to Running Bear, and you could say that was...
good old rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah. Good old rock and roll. This is Clarence Frogman Henry.
Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
Frogman Henry and Ain't Got No Home. At 9.5 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock on the Rock and Roll Special, I want to say hello to Hugh Ibbotson. So, hello, Hugh. How are you, my old mate? Hugh lives at Waterfront, 9 Romany Road, Alton Broad in Suffolk, in the UK. And he goes, "Dear Bouncing Brian, please, please give a mention on your next rock and roll program. And if possible, could you play something by Buddy Holly for Jeremy Arnold, and also Nigel and Andrew Harvey, and my brother, Bev, I think you've got there. And Hugh, my old mate, it is a pleasure. And also, would it be possible for you to send me some stickers of our live? Well, I'll see what I can do, okay? And as you like, Buddy Holly. And Jeremy, I'll be saying a special hello to you just from myself later on in the program, okay? This is Words of Love.
Hold me close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
Buddy Holly and Words of Love going out especially to Hugh and his friends are listening in. I hope you enjoyed it, huh? Hello?
Hello, baby!
How are you, kid, huh?
Yeah,
it's a big bopper.
Big bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling a walk and a giggling a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8, and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey.
Right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
Yeah, yeah, the guy that became associated with that particular saying, "Oh, baby, that's what I like," the Big Bopper and Chantilly Lace.
Unloving,
well, this particular number I've played many, many times in the program, but not from this guy, Marty Wilde and Donna.
I had a girl, Donna was her name. Since she's been gone, I've never been the same. Cause I love my girl, Donna.
Marty Wilde and his version of Donna, which is very, very good indeed. And it seems funny sitting in the studio presenting the final rock and roll special from Radio North Sea International. And it doesn't seem that long ago that I got myself into the studio one Tuesday night, Wednesday morning between 12 and 2 with about half a dozen albums and a few sampler LPs as well, and got together the first rock and roll special. And since then, things have blossomed. And I've got masses of albums now, and also about over 150, I think, numbers on tape, and also loads and loads of singles, and what else have you. And it's all been through you, the listener. And for that, I shall be definitely eternally grateful, because you've made the show what it is, and it's as simple as that. The listener, in this time, in every way, has got a show which is theirs, and I really mean that. I just sit here and play the numbers, and a lot of times, I hope that... Well, you can put up with my ramblings and stumblings, because I've been learning all the way through. I started off not knowing a great deal about rock and roll at all. I can't claim that I'm now an expert, but at least I think I've learned something. And again, lots of information has come from you, and that is something else that just made the show what it is. And, well, the final one is just for you. And I think the next number, which has always been one of my favorites in lots of ways, sums up the situation at the moment. We're all going about with grins on our faces and what else, and trying to be happy, but... The Platters give you this one, The Great Pretender.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. I'm the great pretender. Oh, tender. Just laugh him and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still.
Sums up everything from the Platters. You've been listening to The Great Pretender, and once again we've got this. Something for you to rave with, and of course someone who's been very, very much a figure in the rock and roll world. Bill Haley and his Comets.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry man.
Comets and Shake, Rattle, and of course Roll. Someone else I've been playing an awful lot of since the start of the rock and roll program is the next lady. She's called Wanda Jackson. She's got an incredible voice, although now she's given up the rock and roll thing altogether and she's into country and western. But how about this? She's going to take you to Kansas City.
I'm going to Kansas City. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, waiting.
on Wanda Jackson and Kansas City. We've got, 26 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock on the Brian McKenzie Rock and Roll Special, the very final one as well. And I'm going to say hello to a guy who's been another regular listener and also became somewhat of a friend through letters, and that's John Green. John lives over near Ipswich in Suffolk, so good evening, old mate. Thank you for your current letter, and you say, I've been meaning to write for some time. Yes, I thought you'd disappeared, or maybe you'd taken ill, or whatever have you. But I'm glad you're still around. You say, how's life? Well, life's okay, and you're going to ask if there have been any storms lately. Well, fingers crossed and touching wood, and what else, John? We haven't had a storm since I came on the boat on Friday, so let's hope that it remains that way for the next 12 days or so, anyway. And say, it's a drag that it seems that RNI has got to close down. And it looks like your days are numbered. Well, as far as the Radio North Sea International is concerned, using that particular phrase, the days are numbered, but, well, you never know what's coming up in the future. We'll be telling you about that sometime next week or so. All right, so you have to stay tuned for further details, as they say. But you'd like me to dedicate something to your wife, Jane, and the number you want is more than I can say. And you say the words of this particular song sum up everything you can say about Jane. So there we go, Bobby V.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. Oh, yeah, yeah. I miss you every single day. Why must my life be filled with sorrow? Oh, oh, love you more than I can say. Don't you know I need you so? Tell me, please, I gotta know. Make me cry. Am I just another guy? Whoa, oh, yeah, yeah. Love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say. Don't you know I need you so? Tell me, please, I gotta know. Do you mean to make me cry? Am I just another guy? Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. I love you more than I can say. I'll love you twice as much tomorrow. Whoa, whoa, love you more than I can say.
Can say goodnight, especially to Jane, with lots and lots of love from, of course, John.
Don't turn the switch on your radio. Come on and try another go. You'll hear the Brian McKenzie Show.
Oh, Jesse, you've no idea how Brian McKenzie turns me on.
It is Radio North Sea.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
International.
He's working well, isn't he, yeah?
Love how your eyes close.
This one's going out especially to Jean.
Whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me. But darling, most of all, I love how you love me.
that in the words, just say what I mean as well. So a little one, I hope you enjoyed it, huh? And the first of a more active imagination, as I say. I'm going to say hello to someone at the moment. It's called Dave Gow. And Dave has been another regular listener to the program. He was at Tilquin's Cottage, Kirtlebridge, Lockerbie, and Dumfriesshire. That's a dear Brian. Long may you lum reek, and even Rangers. And the last card, I still can't believe it, it's got to be the last one, it's just to say thanks, and thanks a million for all the wonderful rock and roll shows that you've given us. And the shows have been incredible, generating a fantastic atmosphere, like one big happy family. Well, that's what it's all been aimed at, Dave, and well, it seems I've been succeeding, yeah? And I suppose it's been said before when other stations have finally gone west, but life won't be the same without the marvellous Meebo or the Rock and Roll program. And I've grown up and matured a little, I hope, with R&I. And whenever I've been down, R&I has always been there. But now it won't be, and it's like losing a big brother. And so anyway, mate, please play for all my family and all the rock and rollers, and also my darling Fiona. Breaking up is hard to do by Neil Sedaka. So, unfortunately, Dave, I have searched everywhere for the album and also for the single. And would you believe it, they all seem to have taken little legs and walked, which is a total drag, so I can't play it for you. So sorry about that, I hope you don't mind too much. But something else coming up, which you might get into just as well, from Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash. And my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocky, all were digging the sound. Igor unchained, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll get on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash.
You impetuous boy.
Mash.
Monster mash.
Well, it sounds like Journey to the Center of the Earth, which has been showing on Dutch television tonight, and had everyone glued to it for a little while anyway, including yours truly. Boris Pickett and Monster Mash. And it's going out especially to Dave, and also to his friends who may be listening in at the moment, and hope you enjoyed it. A little bit of monstering in the house. This is Frankie Avalon and another one I have to like a lot, Dee Dee Dana.
I love my Dana. There ain't no girl that is fine as a Mariah.
Rock and Roll Special from Radio Notes International. And hello going out at the moment to Wendy of 7 Chapel Meadow, Kirby Lane, I think it is, in Bogey, in Suffolk. I've got, dear Brian, please play a record for Stephen Bogdanovic from, what is this? Meris, I think it is, or Melis in Suffolk. And could you play Sealed with a Kiss? Well, unfortunately, we don't have Sealed with a Kiss on program. It's not really rock and roll, is it, Wendy? But about something else, which I think is very, very similar anyway. And say, I'm missing him a lot during the summer... I'm missing him a lot during the summer holidays, that's it. And also include Mick from London and Rose from Norfolk. So there we go. Wendy, I hope you like this one from Johnny Preston.
Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows. Well, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumps over the candlestick. He jumped so high up above, he landed in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows. The cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, and on her way down, she met a turtle dove, said, let's go rocking in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows. To get a pail of water, Jack fell for Jill, gave her a shove. They fell into the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. So rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows.
Whether you're visiting Zurich for business or pleasure, the Nova Park is the hotel to ask for. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together with its ultra-modern rooms fitted with bath, telephone, radio, and television. The Nova Park Hotel is enjoyable to live in, and meeting there is always a pleasure. The hotel forms part of Europe's first business center with conference and committee rooms with audio-visual facilities, a multilingual central secretariat, and offices placed at the disposal of today's businessman. The Nova Park Hotel also is a place to relax in, with a fully equipped fitness club, with qualified trainers and masseurs. All this, plus the Nova Park Hotel's excellent dining and drinking facilities, will make your stay in Zurich pleasant and successful. The Nova Park Hotel, Zurich, Switzerland. Telephone Zurich, 542221. The Nova Park Hotel is where people get together.
Brian McKenzie.
After this one, we've got, of course, Roy Brooker with information. Eddie Hodges to take us that way.
I'm gonna knock on your door.
Have you and create lots and lots of noise, huh? That's Eddie Hodges, and another one that's been a favorite of mine, and also very much requested number on the Rock and Roll Special over the months that I've been presenting it to you. All right, as I promised, here's Roy, and so if you've got a piece of paper and a pen, you can take down some of the information he's giving out to you, all right?
Right, thank you, Brian. As I promised last time, today I will feature something a little different, some special LPs that can be imported from the States. But first, I would like to quickly mention an LP that has been released during the past couple of weeks. It is the Brenda Lee Story, a double LP featuring 24 songs, which includes most of her hits. It costs £2.99, and its number is MCDW428. Quite a comprehensive collection. But don't forget, the Brenda Lee Hits LP is also still available. Right, now, have you ever wondered what a rock and roll radio show sounded like back in the days of rock and roll? Well, just listen to this.
Hello, this is Joe Niagara. For the next 5 hours, you'll hear hit records on WIBG. From now to 12 midnight, Niagara calls. I put down a wailing pound of sound.
In those records, let's go, Joe. Here goes Niagara for another show.
If you're ready, this rockin' bird will fly.
And that was how DJ Joe Niagara introduced his show back in 1957 on the American radio station WIPG. Now, this is not from some rare tape or anything. It is just part of a series of rock and roll LPs. Each LP in the series is of the form of an authentic radio program from a particular year. Each LP contains 12 original rock and roll hits of that year, and is presented in the form of a radio show from one of the big American radio stations, complete with authentic DJ, jingles, and even adverts typical of the year. Just listen to this advert for televisions as it went out back in the year of 1957.
Dale Hawkins, Susie Q, number 17 from the top 99. And don't you just know, it's gone to climb. You hear the word from this rockin' bird, Joe Niagara, Wibbage, with the deal of deals. Are you tired of watching television on a small, postage stamp size screen? Are you? What are you watching right now? 7-inch? 10-inch? 12-inch? How would you like to see bigger than life 16-inch television, a brand new 1957 Muntz TV? Call Muntz right now for a free home demonstration of brand new 1957 model in your living room this very day, without cost, without obligation. Tonight, fight night. When the guy asks, what'll you have? Make sure you say a Muntz TV right now.
Okay, there you go. There are 7 LPs in the series, and that are all rock and roll. And they are from the years 1955 to 1962 inclusive. They are called Cruising, and they cost about £3.10 each and are imported from the States, so you can buy them in this country from your local import record shop. Here's another excerpt from Cruising 1957. Joe Niagara introduces Larry Williams' big hit, Boney Maroney.
This address is 99 Radio Row, the word from this rockin' bird, Joe Niagara. No matter what they say, rock and roll is here to stay.
Well, there are 12 tracks on each LP, and 7 LPs with rock and roll on. So it would take far too long for me to read out all the tracks over the air. So I have printed some lists for you, with full track details of all the Cruising LPs for each of the years, even with DJ stations and names. So, if you're interested, just send me a stamped address envelope and I will send you one of these lists. Okay, that's for lists of all the tracks and DJ names and stations on the Cruising LP series. And the address for this, or any other details you require, is Roy Brooker, care of Record Corner, Pound Lane, Godalming, in Surrey. Okay, I'll read that again. That's Roy Brooker, care of Record Corner, Pound Lane, Godalming, in Surrey. OK, and please enclose a stamped addressed envelope for the Cruising LPs leaflets. And don't forget, the Brenda Lee LP, all the Cruising LPs, can be bought from any good record shop. But you can always write to me if you have difficulties. So, until next time, when I shall be looking through the catalogue for Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran records, I'll leave you with a jingle. Not from RNI, 1974, but from WIPG, Philadelphia, 1957. OK, best wishes.
Heavyweight after another. Stay tuned for news, weather. Now this is Joe Niagara hitting the road and heading for home. This is Wibbage, Radio 99 in Philadelphia. The station for a rock and roll nation.
In the evening, when the lights are low, you find top music here on your radio. So just listen.
Coming on strong. Pain.
Pain.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Hello, sorrow. I see you back again.
Back again.
Teardrop.
Teardrop.
Glad you dropped by.
You dropped by.
Oh, you can't help me drown my pride. And since you're here, be with me till I lose my mind. You've been gone much too long, and I can feel the heartache coming on strong. Only thing you left me was misery for company, and memories of a love gone wrong that keeps coming on strong.
This is Miss Brenda Lee and Coming On Strong. I'd like to thank Roy Brooker very, very much indeed for everything and also for the little sport he's just presented to you. And Roy, thank you also for the letter which I received today. And you say, well, as life of RNI comes to an end, I would wonder if you could manage to do me a couple of favours. Firstly, to thank all the people who have written to me via Record Corner about the rock and roll records. And if you could also tell them that they can write to me at any time, and I'll be very pleased to hear from as many people as possible over the coming weeks to see if they'd be interested in receiving a little catalogue of rock records that are available. And if I get enough interest, I will then produce such a catalogue. So all I need for the time being are postcards from everyone who is interested, and I will see if it is worth it. So there we go. And Roy goes on to say, I make no actual promises for now as to when and if it will be. As any, also, I need no SAEs for this yet. Okay, so there we go. If you'd like to get in touch with Roy and maybe get something organized in the way of a rock and roll catalog, which will be come out maybe once a month or whatever, giving you details of what is available, then drop him a line. Once again, I'll give you the address. It's Roy Brooker, Record Corner, Pound Lane, Godalming in Surrey. All right, Roy Brooker, Pound Lane, Godalming in Surrey, and of course that's the Record Corner. And Roy, what can I say to you but thanks a million, because really without a lot of your help I don't think the program would have lasted as long as it has. In fact, I think you've sent me over 100 records on tape alone, and lots of singles and a few albums as well, which is going to be all too much. And I shall be seeing you shortly in London, and I think we'll have some champagne, okay? That's a promise from me, and I'll buy you a meal, and well, we'll have a chat about various things you mention in the rest of your letter about the future, and what else, okay? So that will be in about 2 weeks' time. I'll give you a buzz. Once again, thanks a million, really, from the bottom of my heart for everything that you've done. Huh?
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Yeah, the 7-11 down in the boy's gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That's Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Everybody always picking on me.
That's it, of course, the Coasters and some superb rock and roll music. Charlie Brown on Up to News Time with Gene Chandler. Another one of my favorites, this one, Duke of Earl. Time in Central Europe is now exactly 11 o'clock.